I need to know.
Albion Manufacturing.
Hey, good morning. Is Mike in?
Speaking.
Hey, Mike. It's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Good. Look, you probably don't remember, but we spoke a couple quarters ago about the programs that we'd offer, our equipment financing and working capital. I mentioned that you guys were already pre-approved with us based off your past lending history with Wells Fargo, and you told me that there was nothing in the pipeline at the time, but follow-up towards the end of the year. So that's what I'm doing, giving you a friendly call, seeing how business is going.
Yeah, still nothing.
Oh,
not
what's going on?
It's been slow.
Oh, is there a reason for that?
Everybody's slow. It's the economy. It sucks.
Right. I've kind of been getting the same sentiment from a lot of my clients recently. A lot of them are saying that, you know, everything's slow. Do you guys kind of refresh my memory here a little bit, but do you guys deal directly with, like, a certain industry that maybe is causing the slowdown?
No. We're a job shop. We do stuff for whoever needs it done.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because I know some of my clients, they're in the oil industry, and they say that things are just barbaric right now, extremely hectic.
Oh,
and
that's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, it's completely lost, really. It's not even back to the golden ages anymore, so they're looking for ways to diversify, but, I mean, you know, are you doing anything to kind of push yourself through the slow time? Like, are you maybe marketing yourself out there a little bit?
No, we've got enough to keep us busy, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not looking for any new equipment or anything.
Right. And what about your customers? Like, are they paying you the net 60, net 30? Like, what are they hitting? Are they
all different?
All different.
Yeah, from 30 to 65.
Okay, just kind of to refresh your memory as well. I guess, do you guys ever run into a problem where you don't have, like, a customer paying you on time, where you might be strapped for cash?
No.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
Nope.
Okay, because the only reason why I say that is one of our programs, the working capital program, is designed to input cash into your accounts just in case the cash flow starts to get stretched a little thin. Essentially, it's designed to keep you guys afloat because, you know, you have a few of these customers who will take too long to give you, you know, to pay you, essentially.
Yeah, no, we don't have any issues with that.
No, that's good. I just mentioning that sometimes what happens with some of my other clients. But yeah, Mike, I mean, is there a certain time of the year where you guys do look at maybe evaluating bringing on new equipment or capital?
No certain time, just when, you know, if the need arises for something.
Right, yeah.
No.
Yeah, right? Got to be prepared, though.
Right.
Okay. Was there, like, something recent that you guys had brought on? Is that why you're not really looking to bring anything on this year?
Not since last year.
Oh, okay. What did you guys happen to bring on last year?
VTL.
Nice, yeah. Did you happen to go to IMTS this year?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Just curious.
No, last place I want to go was Chicago.
Yeah, windy city, cold and more windy.
Yeah.
All right. I just kind of out of curiosity here, maybe to amuse me a little bit, but you guys have been pre-approved for $250,000. Is there possibly anything on your wish list that you would like to, you know, get? If you had that type of money in your pocket right now, what would you do for the business?
Nothing. I wouldn't. I mean, we're just a small company. You know, we only got half a dozen guys here, and we don't, not looking at spending a lot of money.
Okay. No, I was just curious, man, because sometimes people have, like, something that they really, really want, you know, but they're not too sure if it fits well with the cost of the business. But okay. All right, Mike, here's what I can do, man. What if I follow up with you every now and again, just to see how business has been? I think I still have your email. It's albionmfg@ne.twcbc. Is that still the right one?
That's it.
Okay. I'll just reshoot over my contact information so you can have me on file. And, you know, if anything does come up before year's end, if you're looking possibly maybe take advantage of some tax write-offs by bringing on even a small piece of equipment, feel free to give me a call, man. I'm sure I would like to, you know, earn your business and be chanced to at least have my hat thrown in the ring, you know?
Okay.
All right, Mike. It was good talking to you. Good catching up. And I'll be in touch.
All right.
All right. You take care.
You too.
All right, bye now.
Bye.